Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Arconic will freeze pension plan contributions for U.S. workers and instead make contributions to a 401k plan for employees. The company says the freeze only applies to the accrual of benefits for about 7,900 U.S. workers. Benefits accrued through March 31st will still be available upon retirement. The new policy goes into effect on April 1st. The company says there's no impact to retirees already collecting benefits. The changes affect workers at the Davenport Works in Riverdale. Well, one of the newest members of the Scott County Board has become its leader. Tony Kenobi was elected chair last week during the board's organizational meeting for 2018. He won a seat in the fall of 2016 and was sworn in just a year ago.
The advice I've gotten from mentors over the years is, you know, any organization you join, don't join it just to sit in the chair and watch life go by. Join it to make a difference. And one way to make a difference is to rise to a leadership role in one fashion or another.
And now that he's retired after a career in banking, Kenobi says he has the time to help oversee 600 county employees and an $80 million budget. He says supervisors in the coming year will continue the county's long emphasis on protecting farmland, will also probably collaborate with the city and Genesis Health System to protect residents from lead, and will plan their annual economic development summit, and the possible focus will be value-added agriculture. Well, those looking for a new career may want to check out Blackhawk College's Highway Construction Program. The training will be held in March, but the application process starts this month with student orientation sessions. Paul Fessler, program manager, says the 13-week highway construction training is intense, with a 36-hour-per-week commitment. Space is limited for the free certificate program.
I think a lot of times people get steered towards a college education, and that's great for some people, but not for everyone. And there's definitely a need for new people to come in and take good working positions in the building trade. So the construction world needs it, and it's a great opportunity for the individual.
Students will receive both classroom and hands-on experience. And Fessler says they'll brush up on basic math and science skills, learn the basics of reading blueprints, welding, and other skills that will help them with apprenticeships. During orientation, students will learn about the program and take a math and science test. Interviews will be scheduled later. Those interested could register at the Blackhawk College website. Well, state records show that the flu season in Illinois appears to be peaking early this year. The Chicago Tribune reports there are more than 100 more flu outbreaks across the state this year compared with a year ago. And state records show current levels are higher than most flu seasons since 2009. State health officials on December 27th were prompted by the high number of cases to recommend that hospitals limit visitors and take precautions to prevent and control the spread of the flu. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.